It's Monday, January 22nd, AD 2018. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Islamic militants who shot and killed a man on Saturday in Egypt because of his cross tattoo have pledged to kill more people belonging to the nation's beleaguered Christian community, a friend of the deceased believer has said, reports the Associated Press. The Senate rejected a one-month spending bill early Saturday, triggering the shutdown of many government services and setting off a partisan fight over who would bear the political consequences, reports the Wall Street Journal. The bill was blocked in a 50-49 vote, well short of the 60 votes it needed. President Donald Trump tweeted, quote, "Democrats are far more concerned with illegal immigrants than they are with our great military or safety at our dangerous southern border. They could have easily made a deal, but decided to play shutdown politics instead. Hashtag, we need more Republicans in 18 in order to power through mess." End quote. On Friday, the U.S. House of Representatives once again rejected an effort by Democrat Congressman Al Green of Texas to impeach President Trump, reports TheHill.com. It failed by a 355-66 vote, with three Democrats voting present. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has asserted that a woman's ability to remain equal in the workplace to a man is dependent on her ability to murder her unborn child. The 84-year-old pro-abortion leftist is the star of a new documentary entitled The Notorious RBG, for her initials, which was the toast of the Sundance Film Festival yesterday, reports The Hollywood Reporter. CNN Films brought Ginsburg, the proud feminist former attorney for the American Civil Liberties Union, to the silver screen. Only three Republican senators had the guts to vote no in the 96-3 vote in August 1993 when she was confirmed. They included Jesse Helms of North Carolina, Don Nichols of Oklahoma, and Robert Smith of New Hampshire. Shame on each Republican senator who voted to confirm President Clinton's nominee to the Supreme Court. Speaking of the Supreme Court, paramedics were called to the Washington home of Justice Sonia Sotomayor Friday morning, who was treated for low blood sugar, but not taken to the hospital, reports Politico.com. Evangelist Anne Graham Lotz, author of The Daniel Prayer, has warned that severe punishment is coming to America, anything from a massive earthquake to a nuclear strike, which she said will be a quote-unquote game changer. The daughter of Billy Graham told Decision Magazine that God is trying to get America's attention through the natural disasters and violence that have already befallen the country because, quote, we are so defiant and rebellious and idolatrous and immoral, and we know better, end quote. Lotz argued that the global conflicts and tensions are only the, quote-unquote, birth pangs before the return of Jesus Christ, reminding Christians that Matthew 24:7 in the Bible speaks of a time when, quote, nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. End quote. President Donald Trump became the first sitting president to address the March for Life in Washington, D.C. in person this past Friday. Stay tuned for compelling audio clips from the president and Vice President Pence, a summary of their pro-life record, as well as newly proposed pro-life laws immediately following today's newscast. And finally, the film Darkest Hour tells the unflinching story of Winston Churchill's bold determination to stand up to Adolf Hitler. According to Christian Today, it's about one of the key turning points of the Second World War. Western Europe has fallen, and the British Army is in full retreat and at risk of annihilation. The film is a perfect companion piece to last year's Dunkirk. The UK government is in crisis, and Neville Chamberlain, rather poorly treated by the film, is forced to resign. Churchill takes power and is faced with the almost impossible task of mounting a defensive operation. The darkness is almost overwhelming. This is indeed the nation's darkest hour. It's essentially a two-hour meditation on a single verse, John 1:5, which says, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." Gary Oldman's central performance in the film as wartime Prime Minister Winston Churchill is rightly drawing most of the attention and awards buzz. And that's The World View in 5 minutes. On this Monday, January 22nd, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Time now for a Worldview Special Report. I'm Adam McManus. On Friday, January 19th, 50,000 to 100,000 pro-lifers walked in the 45th annual March for Life.